Llangrafan to City Centre Core Bus Corridor Preferred Route. Public consultation the 20th of March 20 contents. Page 1. 1. Introduction. Section 1. 1.1 What has happened so far? 1.2 What is bus connects? 1.3 What are the benefits of this project? 1.4 Understanding the terminology. 1.5 Map of all 16 core bus corridors. 2. Preferred route description. Section 2. 2.1 Overview. 2.2 Llangrafan Dart Station to Malahide Road via Llangrafan Main Street. 2.3 Main River Avenue to Gracefield Road, Malahide Road. 2.4 Gracefield Road and Clontarf Road, Malahide Road. 2.5 Key changes from the published EPR. 2.6 Key facts. 3. How to take part in the public consultation. Section 3. 3.1 General queries. 3.2 How to engage. 3.3 What happens next. 1. Introduction. Section 1. Page 2. What has happened so far? Between November 2018 and May 2019, the National Transport Authority, NTA, carried out the first round of public consultation on initial proposals for the emerging preferred routes of 16 core bus corridors across the Greater Dublin Area, GDA. During this consultation phase, 13,000 submissions were received in total. A consultation submissions report for each corridor is available to view and download on our website www.busconnex.ie. All of the submissions were reviewed and considered as part of the design preparation for the preferred route for each corridor. We have amended our initial proposals to address some of the issues raised in submissions, including incorporating suggestions and recommendations from local residents, community groups and stakeholders. We are now publishing the preferred routes for 16 core bus corridors and commencing a second round of public consultation. This document is one of a series of 16, each dedicated to a single core bus corridor. The document provides a written description of the preferred route from start to finish with supporting maps and includes information on revisions made, if any, from the initial emerging preferred route. The original brochures detailing each emerging preferred routes, published last year, are available to view and download on our website www.busconnex.ie. These brochures contain information on the process for impacted property owners, the project timelines and steps required for statutory planning application. 1.2 What is Bus Connects? Page 3. Bus Connects is the National Transport Authority's program to greatly improve bus services. It is a key part of the government's policies to improve public transport and address climate change in Dublin and other cities. It is included within the following government policy strategies: the National Development Plan 2018 to 2027, Transport Strategy for the Greater Dublin Area 2016 to 2035, and the Climate Action Plan 2019. Dublin is growing and needs a bus network that works for a developing city. The aim of Bus Connects is to deliver an enhanced bus system that is better for the city, its people and the environment. Bus Connects is designed to provide a better, more reliable and more efficient bus service for everyone. Bus Connects, the facts at a glance. Infographic: 230 kilometers of new bus corridors making journeys faster and more reliable. 200 kilometers of new cycle tracks transitioning to a new low emissions bus fleet. State-of-the-art ticketing system. Cashless payment system. Simpler fare structure. New park and ride sites and key locations. New bus livery, providing a common style across all operators. New bus stops and shelters, with better signage and information. Dublin Area Bus Network Redesign, creating a more efficient network with high-frequency spines, new orbital routes and increased bus services. 1.3 What are the benefits of this project? Page 4. Journey time savings. This project will deliver journey time savings of up to 40-50% on corridors. Dedicated bus and cycle lanes can significantly increase bus travel speeds and reliability, building a sustainable city and addressing climate change. Tackling the challenges of climate change is a priority for Ireland, and moving more people to public transport is a key component of the solution. Accessibility for all, more bus shelters, with seating where possible, new footpaths and better information at bus stops, will make using the fully accessible bus fleet easier for all to use, including the elderly and mobility impaired. Better cycling facilities. This project will see the provision of much-needed cycling facilities around the city region, with over 200 km of high-quality cycling facilities provided, pedestrians and urban realms. Along each route, improvements and enhancements will be made to footpaths, walkways and pedestrian crossings. Funding and investment for local urban realms with additional landscaping and outdoor amenities will be provided. 1.4 Understanding the terminology. Page 51. Core Bus Corridor, CBC. Part of the overall Bus Connects program is to create 16 radial core bus corridors, CBC. A CBC is an existing road with bus priority so that buses can operate efficiently, reliably and punctually. This generally means full-length dedicated bus lanes on both sides of the road from start to finish of each corridor, or other measures to ensure that buses are not delayed in general traffic congestion. The bus lanes will be alongside segregated cycle lanes, tracks where feasible, and general traffic too. Segregated cycle tracks. A segregated cycle track is a separate selection of the road dedicated for cycling only. This space will generally be isolated from other vehicular traffic by a physical curb. Where is it not physically possible to have segregated cycle lanes tracks, there will be the option of quiet roads and shared cycling on reduced speed roads for cyclists. 3. Emerging Preferred Route, EPR. The ENTA published outline plans for each of the 16 CBCs in a non-statutory public consultation process in 2018-2019. The options were called Emerging Preferred Routes, EPR, in some cases with multiple sub-options, to inform the public of the likely layout of the roadway with the necessary CBC infrastructure in place. They included possible impacts on front gardens, and likely changes to how traffic will operate to facilitate bus priority. 4. Preferred Route Option, PRO. Following consideration of the public submissions about the 16 EPRs, the core bus corridor proposals have been reviewed and amended. They are now being presented as the Preferred Route Option, PRO, and are subject to a second round of non-statutory public consultation. They are not final proposals, as they are subject to further consideration from the second round of public consultation and also subsequent examination in the context of environmental impact assessment. 5. Bus gate. A bus gate is a signposted short length of standalone bus lane. This short length of road is restricted exclusively to buses, taxis and cyclists plus emergency vehicles. It facilitates bus priority by removing general through traffic along the overall road where the bus gate is located. General traffic will be directed by signage to divert away to other roads before they arrive at the bus gate. 6. Signal Control Priority, SCP. Signal Control Priority uses traffic signals to enable buses to get priority ahead of single-lane road sections, but it is only effective for short distances. This typically arises where the bus lane cannot continue due to obstructions on the roadway. An example might be where a road has pinch points where it narrows due to existing buildings or structures that cannot be demolished to widen the road to make space for a bus lane. It works through the use of traffic signal controls, typically at junctions, where the bus lane and general traffic lane must merge ahead and share the road space for a short distance until the bus lane recommences downstream. The general traffic will be stopped at the signal to allow the bus pass through the narrow section first, and when the bus has passed, the general traffic will then be allowed through the lights. Traffic proceeds as normal as the bus approaches. The light signal changes to halt general traffic. The level of queuing in the narrowed section is controlled, and the bus has priority to proceed when the bus has cleared the junction. General traffic proceeds. 7. Taucan Crossing. A Taucan crossing is a roadway crossing designed to enable both pedestrians and cyclists to cross the road with purposefully designed signal controls. 8. Quiet Street Treatment. Where CBC roadway widths cannot facilitate cyclists without significant impact on bus priority, alternative cycle routes are explored for short distances away from the CBC bus route. Such offline options may include directing cyclists along streets with minimal general traffic other than car users who live on the street. They are called quiet streets due to the low amount of general traffic and are deemed suitable for cyclists sharing the roadway with the general traffic without the need to construct segregated cycle tracks or painted cycle lanes. The quiet street treatment would involve appropriate advisory signage for both the general road users and cyclists. 9. Urban realm. Urban realm refers to the everyday street spaces that are used by people to cross, shop, socialize, play, and use for activities such as walking, exercise or commute to from work. The urban realm encompasses all streets, squares, junctions, and other rights of way, whether in residential, commercial or civic use. When well designed and laid out with care in a community setting, it enhances the everyday lives of residents and those passing through. It typically relates to all open-air parts of the built environment where the public has free access. It would include seating, trees, planting and other aspects to enhance the experience for all. 1.5 map of all 16 core bus corridors. Page 6 preferred routes. Llangrifon to City Centre, Swords to City Centre, Ballymun to City Centre, Finglas to Phibsborough, Blanchardstown to City Centre, Lucan to City Centre, Liffey Valley to City Centre, Clondalkin to Drimna, Green Hills to City Centre, Tallaght to Terenure, Kimmage to City Centre, Rathfarnham to City Centre, Bray to City Centre, UCD Ballsbridge to City Centre, Blackrock to Merrion Ringsend to City Centre 2. Preferred route description. Section 2, page 7. 2.1 Overview. The core bus corridor, CBC, commences at Llangrifon Dart Station, and is routed via Llangrifon Main Street, which will be extended to join the Malahide Road at a new junction to the north of Clare Hall Junction. The CBC is then routed via Malahide Road to the junction with Merino Mart Fairview. From here the CBC ties into a separate project, Clontarf to City Centre Cycle Scheme, which is currently being proposed by Dublin City Council. The following paragraphs will describe each section of the CBC in more detail, identifying the key design revisions which have been incorporated into the design since the publication of the Emerging Preferred Route, EPR, in November 2018. 2.2 Llangrifon Dart Station to Malahide Road via Llangrifon Main Street. At Llangrifon Dart Station, it is proposed to retain the existing pedestrian, bus stop and bus turnaround facilities. It is intended to route buses through Llangrifon Main Street. No works are proposed for this existing section. Existing bus and cycle infrastructure will be maintained. It is proposed to extend the main street between the Hole in the Wall Road and Belmain Avenue. A bus and cycle only section will be provided at this junction. General traffic will not be permitted to use this access. Access to Main Street for general traffic will remain unchanged through Belmain. 2.3 Main River Avenue to Gracefield Road, Malahide Road. The CBC is then proposed to be routed along the Malahide Road to the junction with the A105 at Merino Mart Fairview. The following junctions are intended to be upgraded to provide bus priority and enhanced pedestrian and cyclist facilities: Malahide Road, Clara Hall Avenue, Malahide Road entrance to Clara Hall Shopping Centre, Malahide Road, Blunden Drive, Pricewood Road, Malahide Road, Tongla G Road, Brookville Crescent, and Malahide Road, Gracefield Road. Between Clara Hall Avenue and Blunden Drive, a single bus lane and two general traffic lanes will be maintained in each direction. It is proposed to upgrade the existing roundabout on Blunden Drive to a fully signalized junction. This modification will involve the removal of some median hedging and trees. However, there will be compensatory planting at the junction. Between Blunden Drive and Greencastle Road, the proposed Taukin crossing has been relocated to align more directly with the pedestrian and segregated cycle track linking Airfield Drive and Malahide Road between Tonology Road Junction and Gracefield Road Junction. It is intended to retain the single bus and general traffic lane in each direction. A northbound segregated cycle track will be provided in the area between the Malahide Road and Brookville Park. It is proposed that southbound cyclists are redirected onto the adjoining St. Brendan's Avenue using a quiet street treatment. Cyclists can then rejoin the Malahide Road at Gracefield Road. 2.4 Gracefield Road and Clontarf Road, Malahide Road between the Gracefield Road and Clontarf Road junctions. It is proposed to upgrade the following junctions on the Malahide Road: Malahide Road, Collins Avenue, Malahide Road, Copeland Avenue, Griffith Avenue, and Malahide Road, Clontarf Road. Between Gracefield Road Junction and Colester Avenue, it is intended to provide a continuous bus lane with a single general traffic lane in each direction. Segregated cycle tracks and footpath facilities will be maintained through this section. To accommodate this, limited areas of land take will be required from private properties. The indicative extents of this land take are included in the appendix of this brochure. The EPR indicated that between Kilmore Road Junction and Colester Avenue, the western cycle track and footpath would impact on the existing wall and trees. It is now proposed to move the western cycle track and footpath inside the green area to minimize any impact on the existing wall and trees. Between Colester Avenue Junction and Collins Avenue, it is proposed to maintain the road cross-section as described in the previous section. The existing road between these junctions requires widening to accommodate the necessary lane widths and bus stop facilities. The EPR indicated that land take may be required from the surrounding green space in Thorndale Grove and Mayfield Park. The amended proposal indicates that land take will only be employed to enable the retention of the mature trees and heritage wall. Between Mayfield Park and Collins Avenue, it is proposed to utilize some land take from private properties. The indicative extents of this land take are included in the appendix of this brochure. Along the Malahide Road between the Collins Avenue Junction and the Griffith Avenue Junction, it is intended to provide a continuous bus lane with a single general traffic lane in each direction. Currently, there are no continuous segregated cycle tracks in each direction on this section. This issue is proposed to be addressed by road widening works, which will involve land take between Dunacani Church and Clancathy Road, Clontarf Golf Club and Bowling Club grounds, and Nazareth House. The indicative extents of this land take are included in the appendix of this brochure. The proposed works may also require the removal of existing trees currently located on traffic islands or between the existing road and footpath, although opportunities to enhance the streetscape have been identified as part of this review. Between the Griffith Avenue Junction and the Clontarf Road Junction, it is proposed to continue the bus and general traffic lanes in each direction. There are currently only three traffic lanes on this section of road. To facilitate the new four-lane arrangement, it is intended to utilize limited land take from adjacent properties at the following locations: between Copeland Avenue and Merino Avenue, between Charlemont Road and Present Place, and between Bryan Road and St. Aidan's Park. It is proposed to provide an alternative cycle route using a quiet street treatment running parallel to the Malahide Road along Bryan Road, Carlton Road and Haverty Road. Cyclists will then rejoin Merino Mart and connect with the Clontarf to City Centre cycle scheme. The EPR indicated that Haverty Road would remain as a through route, after taking into account the safety and convenience of all road users as well as the residents of the area. It is now proposed to close Haverty Road for vehicular traffic at the St. Aidan's Park end of the street. This proposal will also help to further reduce through traffic on Bryan Road, Carlton Road and Haverty Road. The proposed bus lane works will tie into the intended bus and cycle facilities on Clontarf Road, which are being advanced by Dublin City Council and have received planning approval. 2.5 key changes from the published EPR between Kilmore Road Junction and Colester Avenue. It is proposed to move the western cycle track and footpath inside the green area to minimize any impact on the existing wall and trees. Between Colester Avenue Junction and Collins Avenue, the road alignment has been changed, which will allow the retention of the mature trees and heritage wall. Between Griffith Avenue Junction and Clontarf Road Junction, it is proposed to close Haverty Road to general traffic at St. Aidan's Park to create a quiet street for cyclists. 2.6 key facts. Approximate number of properties that may be impacted. 118. Approximate number of designated on-street parking spaces that may be removed. 36. Approximate number of trees that may be removed. 60. Approximate route length, 8 km. Approximate cycle route length, 8 km. Current bus journey time, up to 65 minutes. Bus connects journey time, 30-35 minutes. Future bus journey time without bus connects, 85 minutes plus 3. How to take part in the public consultation, section 3, page 8. This brochure provides details of the proposed preferred route option for this core bus corridor. These proposals are subject to a second non-statutory round of public consultation and subsequent design refinement and environmental impact assessment before a formal statutory application will be made by the Entitouin Board Plenilla for approval. 3.1 General Queries. The project's website www.busconnex.ie has a dedicated section for the core bus corridor project. All previous emerging preferred route brochures are available on the website. Users can access the site to find out more about the project and download copies of the key documents. General queries can be directed to a dedicated free phone 1-800-303-653 or by email to cbc@wisconnex.ie. 3.2 How to engage. We are inviting submissions in relation to the preferred route options set out in this document. The closing date for submissions is stated on the website www.wisconnex.ie. Written submissions and observations may be made by email cbc@wisconnex.ie, post Corbus Corridor Project, National Transport Authority, Dunscaine, Harcourt Lane, Dublin 2, D02WT23.3. What happens next? Following the second round of public consultation, the ENTAW will finalise the preferred route options for all 16 corridors. The scheme designs will be finalised. Transport and environmental impact assessments will be completed. This will culminate in the preparation of an environmental impact assessment report, EIAR, for the scheme, together with details of land to be acquired. This will be submitted to Inboard Pleinala during Q4 2024 for its consideration and determination. A formal statutory consultation process will be undertaken as part of that process. Udras Nasi unto Lamper National Transport Authority, Dunscaine, Harcourt Lane, Dublin 2, D02WT20WWW.wisconnex.ie. Project Ireland 2040, Building Ireland's Future.